listen as I read the scripture. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its street and say, 'Even the dust of your town we will wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near.'" This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated, and let us put our hands together to welcome Pastor Yuening and Sister Roseanne up on stage.
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you. Let us pray. God, we thank you that your spirit is with us. We worship you. In your presence. May your spirit be in each of our hearts. And may your truth touch each of us.
让分享的和听的都得着恩典。
So that those who share and who listen are receive your blessing.
经历你话语改变的大能。
To experience your life-changing word.
所以, Amen.
Amen.
从2025年开始呢, 我们的讲台是一直围绕着门徒之道。
So since the beginning of 2025, the message from the pulpit has been focused on the way of the disciple.
所以复习一下哈,
so let's revise.
什么是门徒哈?
What's a disciple?
哎，哎呀，不要讲，他们都会的，他们都会的，是的，门徒就是基督的跟随者啦。So
disciple is Christ's follower.
那门徒之道呢, 就是跟随耶稣效法他的行为和遵行他的教导。
So the path of a disciple is to follow Jesus and carry out his actions and teachings.
所以我们从第一堂, 耶稣的呼召, 跟从我, 到今天最后一堂, 耶稣的差遣, 走出去。
So from the first message, Jesus' call to follow him, to today's teaching on Jesus' call for us to step out.
所以感谢神啊, 这几年他为我们开了一扇走出去的门啊。
So we thank God that in the past few years, he has opened a door for us to step out.
就是, 社区关怀行动,
which is to care for the community around
那,
us.
透过这样的服事呢, 我们发现啊, 信仰不仅仅是个人与神的关系。
And through our service, we discover that faith is not only a personal relationship with God.
啊, 更是带着神的爱和福音去关心帮助那些有需要的人, 借此呢, 彰显神的国度。
But even more so to bring God's love and gospel to care for and help those in need, and in doing so to glorify the kingdom of God.
很长哦?
Very long, huh?
简单一点啦。
So to put it in simpler terms,
就是通过我们的行动让人看见耶稣。
To show others Jesus through our actions.
Yeah, 简单了吗?
Is it easier to think of it this way?
通过我们的行动让人看见耶稣。
To let people see Jesus through our actions.
所以现在的社会呢, 我们都把信仰当成, 我个人的私事。
So in today's society, we often view faith as a very personal belief.
我信耶稣就好。
It's okay for me just to believe in Jesus.
你不信是你的事。
It's your business who you, if you don't believe in him.
你信耶稣就好, 不要跟我讲。
You believe in Jesus, can't really. You don't come and tell me about him.
这限制了我们走出去哈。
So it limits our ability to step out.
所以或者我们曾经有一些负面的经历，我们选择退缩。
Or we might have had some very negative experiences, so we choose to withdraw.
我们失去了走出去的动力。
We lose this motivation to step out.
那这些都是对于走出去的一些误解。
So these are some misunderstanding of stepping out.
所以今天让我们透过耶稣的教导，我们教导我们再次去思考走出去的真正含义。那为什么耶稣要如此看重这件事情？那我们又应该如何在日常生活中实践他的呼召呢？
So today we are going to look at Jesus' teachings to consider again what the true meaning of stepping out is, why Jesus placed so much importance on this matter, and what kind of practical actions we can take to answer his calling in our daily lives.
所以走出去就是紧迫的使命。
So stepping out is an urgent call.
刚才我们读经文的时候，在开始我们就知道这是以后。
So when we were reading the verses, it starts with after this.
也就是说，第九，就是说，为什么是这事以后呢
？Why is it after this？
也就是说，从第九章说到耶稣对门徒的一个教导，强调跟随他需要付上代价。
So this actually refers to the teachings that Jesus gave the disciples in the earlier chapter, emphasizing that there is a price to pay for following him.
跟你旁边的人说，需要付上代价。
So tell your brother and sister beside you, there's a price to pay.
然后说。你是门徒
，and then say you are a disciple，
需要付上代价。
You need to pay the price。
我就会跑不到完，会不会跑到完？不会了哈。作为门徒，我们都需要付上代价。
So as disciples, we all need to pay a price。
所以之后呢，耶稣就亲自的差遣门徒出去了。
So after this, Jesus personally sent the disciples out。
所以走出去不是一种选择，而是每一位门徒的使命。
Which shows that stepping out is not a choice, but it's actually a mission for every disciple.
所以我们也看到，耶稣在马太福音28:19-20，他就看到耶稣亲自命令他的门徒要去传福音，要使万民做主的门徒。
So we see in Matthew chapter 28:19-20, Jesus also tells his disciples to go and spread the gospel.
所以这是耶稣第二次差遣人出去哈。
So this is actually the second time that Jesus has sent people out.
那第一次呢？他在第九章，他差遣了十二个门徒。你们认识吗？十二个门徒，你们知道不是认识啊？知道吗？知道哈，知道十二个门徒啊。
So the first time he actually sent people out was in the earlier chapter, Luke chapter 9. It was when he sent out the 12 disciples who we all know.
所以这七十二个人，你们知道吗？
So who are these 72 people? Do you know who they are?
圣经好像没有讲他是谁是谁谁谁谁没有。然后他到底什么时候跟随耶稣，知道吗？
The Bible doesn't really talk about these 72 people, who they are, and when did they follow Jesus?
那我在想了哈，可能是他们被，因为耶稣嘛，走遍各城各乡去医治人，可能他们是被耶稣医治过的人。
So maybe they were the people that Jesus had healed.
可能他看过耶稣行五饼二鱼神迹的人，那些人
maybe,
在当中的人。
Or maybe they were some of the people who had witnessed the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
他们可能是耶稣在传道这样就这样跟随的人。
Maybe at some point in Jesus' ministry when he was out preaching, they followed Jesus at some point.
所以他们肯定没有十二个门徒那么资深这样的资历啊。
And they definitely didn't have the experience that the 12 disciples had.
因为十个门徒是跟着耶稣每天住在一起，一起吃饭，都生活在一起的。
Because the 12 disciples were there with Jesus from the beginning, living with him, eating with him.
但耶稣同样差遣这七十二个人。
But Jesus sent out these 72 people all the same.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
无论你信主多久。
No matter how long you have received Christ.
只要你跟随耶稣。
As long as you follow Jesus.
走出去。就不是一种选择。
Stepping out is not a choice,
而是你我的使命。
But it is a mission for you and me.
接着耶稣说，庄稼多，工人少。
So next, Jesus said that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
那庄稼多好不好？庄稼。
So is it good that the harvest is plentiful?
庄稼多当然是好啦。
It's a great thing that there's a plentiful harvest.
所以耶稣要强调的不是庄稼多。
So what Jesus is emphasizing is not the plentiful harvest. It's not just about the plentiful harvest. But the greater emphasis is on that the workers are few.
是迫切需要工人啊。
There's a desperate need for workers.
那庄稼就是指那些愿意接受福音，要归向神的人。
So the harvest refers to the people who are willing to receive the gospel and turn towards God.
工人呢？
And the workers?
就是你啊。
It's you.
跟旁边人说了，就是你了。
So you can tell your friend beside you.
就是你啦，就是我啦，就是我们啦。
It's us.
所以我们看见许多人，我们会出去看见许多人。
So we meet a lot of people in our lives.
但是我们怎么知道他是那些愿意接受福音的呢？
How do we know if they are willing to accept the gospel?
那我们又如何去回应这个所谓的紧急的呼召呢？
And how do we respond to this so-called urgent call?
就像这段经文，我们都会说，耶稣啊，还没有啦，还要等啊。
So just like this verse in John chapter 4 verse 35, we might tell God, you know, it's not yet time, let's wait.
但耶稣说什么？ 可以收割啦！
Just say, it's time.
Let's go, 去吧！
Let's go.
走吧，去吧！ 对，我记得我发简讯给一个慧心姐妹，我发简讯给她，邀请她参加启发课程的时候。
I remember I sent a message to a sister to attend this
Alpha
course.
Yeah, 其实我也没有把握的了。
And actually, I wasn't very sure if she would accept.
谁发出邀请很有把握的？
Who here is very sure and very certain when they send out an invitation?
可是她一回答我的时候，她回答我 OK。
But when she replied me, OK.
有没有人这样的曾经发个邀请，然后对方讲 OK， 有没有？
Who else has also experienced something similar?
舒淇有啊，哇，太棒了，高兴吗？ 现在讲起来都很开心，哇！
If you experience it, you are happy even just thinking, remembering it.
Yeah, 所以或许。
So maybe.
就是有这样的一个人在等你的一个邀请。
There is one person out there just waiting for your invitation.
有一个人在等你分享你的见证给他听。
There's a person waiting for you to share your testimony with them.
有一个人在等你的一个拥抱可能。
There's a person there waiting for a hug from you.
一个爱的行动。
An act of love.
接下去，走出去需要信心与依靠。
So next, stepping out requires faith and dependence.
那经文告清楚的看到，耶稣告诉他门徒，走出去不是去 holiday 不是家人走走，而是进入一个属灵的征战。
So Jesus very clearly told the disciples, stepping out is not 去度假, but it's actually a spiritual battlefield.
Yeah, 耶稣没有隐瞒，没有骗我们，他说走出去是有困难的。
He didn't hide or trick you into thinking that it's easy.
他很明确地指出来，门徒你们将会面对敌意，然后逼迫，还有挑战。
But he clearly pointed out that the disciples will face hostility, oppression, and challenges.
我想耶稣也很奇怪，你叫我去，然后跟我讲，会面对这样多困难，那我到底要不要去？
You might think it very strange. Jesus, you're sending me out, but you tell me very difficult. Then you want me to go or not?
Go or not?
去吗？
不知道。 他的目的是要我们做好心理准备，要准备。
So his intention is for us to be prepared.
我们要依靠神，而不是自己的能力。
To depend on God's strength and not our own abilities.
我们可以问一些 Brock 19的弟兄姐妹， 他们服侍 Brock 19的弟兄姐妹。
So we can ask the brothers and sisters who serve at Block 19.
难不难？
Is it difficult?
难，他们一直在那边点头。然后有一些弟兄姐妹，你们是晓得，我们刚才为亚龙施工祷告，你觉得他们的工作难不难？
And earlier we prayed for the Geylang Ministry. Isn't their work difficult as well?
难，你自己的家人难不难？
What about in our own families?
难，我们的一位姐妹就是在她信主的时候，她老公就很生气了。
There was a sister who, when she received Christ, her husband was very angry.
就不跟她讲话了。
And refused to speak to her.
但是呢，最后她坚持洗礼。 But
she persisted in getting baptized.
难不难？
Isn't it difficult for her?
难。
It is.
所以真正的平安呢，不在于外在的环境。
True peace doesn't come from external environments.
而是我们是否站在神的旨意中。
But it's about whether we are standing in God's will.
神的保护呢，不一定意味着免受苦难。
And God's protection doesn't exempt us from suffering.
而是他会赐下足够的恩典，使我们能够在艰难中站立得稳。
But He will give us enough grace so that we can stand firm in difficulty.
我突然间就是刚才分享的时候就想到一个人，就是南汇弟兄，你们认识吗 ？Lawrence, Uncle Lawrence.
So earlier I thought of this brother.
他就瘫痪在床已经很久了哈。
And he's been paralyzed for a while.
难不难
？Isn't it difficult?
然后最近我去探访他的时候
，And so recently I went to visit him.
他说他很感恩。
And he said he was very thankful.
上帝把他换去一个新的环境。
That God brought him to a new environment.
然后他整个心情真的是看到改变。
And you could see the change in his emotions.
充满了喜乐。
He was filled with joy.
有这里有谁可以向医生传福音的
？So who here amongst us can spread the gospel to doctors?
可以，谁可以？你跟医生传福音可以吗？好像很难想象。你可以跟你的护理师传福音吗
？Would you spread the gospel to your physiotherapist?
他可以。
He can.
他可以。
He can.
有一个护理师就因为他跟他传福音，然后护理师说：“哦，我是基督徒，但我很久没有去教会了。”
And the therapist shared with him that, because he shared the gospel with the physiotherapist shared with him that I'm a Christian, but I haven't been to church in a long while.
然后他说：“就是来临的星期，那位护理师会回去教会。”
And the physiotherapist said, "This coming Sunday, I will return to church."
然后他最近常唱的一首歌就是《全新的你》。
And recently, he's been singing this praise worship song.
我们会遇见苦难。
We will meet with difficulties.
但上帝赐下足够的恩典，使我们在艰难中依然站立得稳。
But God gives us sufficient grace that even in facing difficulties, we can stand firm.
是的，感谢主啊。
So we thank God.
然后经文继续也告诉我们说，我们可以从经文里面也看到，耶稣对门徒说：“你不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋子，不要跟人家讲话。”
So from the verses, we see that God instructs the disciples don't bring your purse, don't bring purse or sandals.
然后今天耶稣跟你说不要带钱包，不要带 credit card, OK 吗
？So if today Jesus tells you don't bring your wallet or your credit card, would you be okay?
OK 啦
，OK 啦，
不要带手机。
If he told you not to bring your phone，
怎么可能
？How can？
怎么可能
？How can？
耶稣，你刁难我。
Jesus， you're making it so difficult for me。
哎呦，他就知道我们习惯依赖这些东西哈。
He knows that we are reliant on these things。
所以耶稣在提醒门徒。
So Jesus is reminding the disciples。
当你走出去，需要的能力不在于我们所拥有的资源。
The strength that you need in stepping out is not the material resources that you have.
而是我们要依靠上帝的供应。
But it's to depend on God's provision.
耶稣在这里强调什么？是信心的操练哦。
So Jesus here is emphasizing the training of our faith.
门徒需不需要操练？
Do the disciples need to go through training?
我们出去的时候就在操练我们的信心。
When we step out, we are training our own faith.
记得哈，耶稣说，不是说我们不要做任何预备哈。
So Jesus is not telling us that we don't need to make any preparations at all.
要不要预备？
Do we need to still prepare ourselves?
要不要？要啊！
We do.
不用预备，要。
We do.
Yes, we do. Yeah. 然后我们需要预备，就好像我们的信心任线。
Just like our mission pledge.
教会的宣教事工。
The church's overseas missions ministry.
有没有预算呢？
Is there a budget plan?
大家有没有做信心任线先？
Does everyone do their mission pledge?
我只看到一个头，两个头，三个头。
When you see a few people nodding.
Okay. 我们会有预算。
So we do plan a budget.
但是我们不会等到所有的任线的数目收齐了，我们还是收了多少，我们才去决定怎么做。
But the decision of how much budget to plan for is not done after all these pledge amounts have been calculated.
教会也是凭着信心走出去。
The church also steps out in faith.
其实这些任线都还没有收齐的，对不对
？And actually, we haven't received the pledges.
但是我们的事工已经照走了，我们的事工已经继续在走了。
We haven't received the pledges, but the work is already ongoing.
所以每一年我们感恩，每一年我们都经历上帝的恩典够用。
And every year we thank God that His grace is enough for us.
那其实哈，我们都听过许多人的见证哦 ，Pastor Pa、Pastor Nai Lu 还有很多很多很多的见证。
So actually, we hear lots of testimonies from people like Pastor Park and Pastor Nai Lu.
然后我们也听到他们走出去的时候，他们哇，如何经历上帝的帮助
？We hear about how they experience God's help when they step out.
羡慕吗
？And we often admire it.
没有羡慕啊。
Do you admire their experiences?
我们都会很羡慕他们的信心，我们也很羡慕他们能够看到经历上帝奇妙的作为。
We often admire their faith, and we admire how they can experience God's miraculous ways.
但是我们常常被我们自己的顾虑限制了我们的行动。
But we are often limited by our own concerns.
你可以说，等我的经济稳定了，我再去服侍。
So we might tell ourselves, oh, when my finances are more stable, then I will go and serve God.
等我读完书才去服侍。
After I finish studying, then I'll go serve God.
等我把圣经读过两遍，或者是我有更多的圣经知识，我再去传福音。
Once I finish reading the Bible twice, or I have more Bible knowledge, then I will go and spread the gospel.
或者我只要做这个服侍，我不要那个服侍。
I just want to do this service, I don't want to do this service.
也许我们今天需要做一个决定。
Maybe today is the time for us to make a decision.
我们要顺服上帝的呼召。
To obey God's calling.
走出去。
To step out.
或者你可以扩大你的舒适圈。
Or you can expand your comfort zone.
啊，扩大，怎么扩大？我们的喜乐族就是他们说，我们从三楼只是聚会，扩大之后我们来到一楼，我们来服事。
So one example of this is to not just have fellowship on the third floor.But to come down to the first floor, the sub hall, to serve others.
Yeah, 所以这群喜乐一族的弟兄姐妹，他们也去亲自去经历上帝在他们身上的作为。
So this DG who expanded their comfort zone also experienced God's work in their lives.
接下来走出去是传递平安和宣告神的国。
So stepping out is also to promote peace and proclaim the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣呼召我们出去呢，不是去要我们去讲一套的教义哈。
So Jesus calls us to step out, not just to spread a set of doctrines.
而是把你已经有的，有了什么？你有什么？你有什么
？But to bring this thing that you already have.
有没有平安
？This peace that you already have.
有没有耶稣的平安
？The peace that comes from Jesus.
是我们是出去把耶稣的平安带到人的心中。
So we are to step out to bring this peace that we have from Jesus to others.
当我们去探访
，when we go to do visitations，
我们去倾听
，when we listen，
我们去关怀人的时候
，when we care for others，
我们是带去耶稣的平安。
This is us bringing Jesus's peace to others.
我们不是去讲道理啊。
We don't go to reason with people.
我们去不是跟人家争辩哈。
Or to debate with them.
变到有朋友做，变成到没朋友做哈，无朋友做，而是我回翻了。OK， 我过。
And in doing so, hurting our relationships with others，
而是带去耶稣的平安。
But instead, we bring Jesus's peace with us。
你让人从你的言语感受到耶稣的平安。
So that through our words and actions, people feel His peace。
对，愿你平安是耶稣无论到哪走到哪里，然后他见到人的时候都会首先说的话。
So wherever Jesus went when he met with people, the first thing he would say is peace be with you.
愿你平安。
Peace be with you.
这不仅是一句问候啊，更是来自神的祝福和恩典。
So this is not just a greeting, but it's also God's blessing and grace.
所以让我们效法耶稣的榜样。
So let us follow his example.
以愿你平安作为我们传递神平安和爱的与爱的这个样的实际行动。
And use this greeting of peace be with you as a practical action that we can use to bless others.
我看到那个时间我有点紧张。OK， 来宣告神的国。
So proclaiming the kingdom of God.
耶稣差遣门徒去医治人、病人，并宣告神的国。
Jesus sent the disciples to heal the sick and proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣不是随随便便就出去、出去、出去。
So Jesus wasn't just sending out the disciples carelessly, go, 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 go.
他赐给门徒权柄去践踏蛇和蝎子。
He gave the disciples authority to trample over snakes and scorpions.
那还有能力去胜过仇敌一切的攻击。
And power to triumph over all of the powers of the enemy.
那门徒要用看得见的，也就是说，门徒要用看得见的行为来宣告神的国。
So the disciples need to use actions that can be seen by others to proclaim the kingdom of God.
同样的，我们带着神所赐的能力。
So similarly, we also have this power that God has given us.
我们走出去帮助有需要的人。
We can step out to help others in need.
那使人的生命改变。
So that their lives can be changed.
关系带来恢复。
So that relationships can be restored.
那身体和心灵得到医治和真正的平安。
So that their hearts and bodies can receive healing and true peace.
这些见证都可以在 Block 19看到了。
So we can see all these testimonies from Block 19.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
基督徒的生命就是走出去的生命。
The life of a Christian is one that steps out.
我们的言语行动就是在传递平安而宣告神的国。
Our words and actions spread peace and proclaim the kingdom of God.
让人从我们身上看见耶稣。
So that others can see Jesus Christ through us.
所以我们来到结论，耶稣对门徒的呼召不仅仅是跟随哈。
So in conclusion, the disciples' calling is not just to follow.
更是走出去。
But more importantly, to step out.
门徒其实是一个门徒使命的实际操作。
It is a practical action of every disciple.
走出去是耶稣紧迫的使命。
Stepping out is an urgent call.
走出去不是选择，而是必须。
It's not a choice, it's a must do.
走出去需要信心和依靠。
Stepping out requires faith and dependence.
让门徒操练对主的信心和依靠。
And it trains our faith and dependence on God.
走出去就是传递平安，宣告神的国。
Stepping out is to promote peace and proclaim the kingdom of God.
让世人能从门徒的身上看见耶稣。
So that others can see Jesus through us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们都是基督的跟随者。
So brothers and sisters, we are all followers of Christ.
是耶稣的门徒。
We are Jesus' disciples.
门徒的生命就是走出去的生命。
The disciple's life is one that steps out.
所以无论你是在家里，你在职场、学校或者是社区。
So whether in your families, at a work, in school, or in the community.
就是让人看见耶稣了。
Your mission is to let others see Jesus in your life.
所以主耶稣在升天之前他应许说。
So when, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised.
圣灵降临在你们身上。对不起，来，圣灵降在你们的身上，你们就得着能力，并且在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证人。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
在我们还当罪人的时候，你就以慈爱呼召了我们来跟随你。
That you call us in love even when we were still sinners.
使我们能因你的话语得以更新。
That through your words we are renewed.
学习你的样式。
That we can learn from your ways.
遵行你的教导。
That we can obey your teachings.
活出你的荣美。
And to live out your glory.
愿我们无论走到哪里都能让人看见耶稣。
May others be able to see Jesus in us wherever we go.
主，我们向你承认我们自己的软弱和无知。
Lord, we confess to you our weaknesses.
我们求主你赦免我们的亏欠。
May you forgive our wrongdoings.
并用圣灵再次的充满我们。
And fill us with the Holy Spirit.
使我们再次的刚强起来。
So that we may be strengthened again.
求你点燃我们里面的火。求你点燃我们里面的火。
May you ignite the passion in us.
让我们知道我们是为你而。
So that we know that we live for you.
我们被召就是要成为主耶稣的见证人。
That we are called to be your witnesses.
圣灵啊
，Oh God,
求你充满我们。
May you fill us.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们以这首诗歌成为我们的。